From Stone Mountain of Georgia.
Welcome to the Paul and Mary Show.
Sorry, I'm fucking patched, man.
You guys have an app or something?
Well, it's been did.
Michael.
Yes. Well, she hasn't seen me.
I probably didn't take any job. I ain't gonna lie.
You look like you got some good season.
Wet badge of a tampon.
Oh, you can.
It's a herbal guy.
CJ, is this a dude?
What's up, brother?
Nothing, huh? What's up with you?
Yeah, niggas are doing real good up in Holland, driving a Cadillac, son.
We got Bible.
I love it, boy.
Yeah, you must not know how I drink, player.
I need cigarettes and gas.
Oh, you can take off the T.O. now. You still can sleep.
No, that'll work.
You got some.
Woo!
Uptown.
Woo!
Nice.
Stop a mud over his ass.
Take a shot. Hey.
They did that out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you asleep?
We got some Pauly May.
That's a boy.
That's that girl kind of some ketchup. That is a boy.
Hello, Formalion.
You think that.
Bring some fucking winners.
Michael.
You just call me a sir?
You call me ma'am?
Well, I can't play that game.
Sorry. Let's just take some naps.
Welcome to the
Paul and Mary Show.
Thank you, Stacy, for joining us again. I know the kids are on spring break, but you still made time to get here with us. And you could have been anywhere in the world. But
you did that one before.
Stacy, cut that.
Smoke weed. Spring get break. Drunk. Drink like beer. Stacy. Drink light beer. Do all that shit. Get drunk off of it.
Well,
hit that bottle. Pass it to your right. Thank the man to your left. That's all you gotta do.
Thank you for joining us. Another one. Spring baked edition, folks. We got the spring baked edition again.
We are here, P&M spring baked.
I like that.
This ain't bad.
P&M spring break. But God.
Yeah, spring break out there. Kids are gallivanting around.
Gallivanting. My great-grandma used to say that. I didn't know what the fuck that meant. Out here gallivanting around.
Doing stuff they're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah, just out here moving around. Sit your ass down.
Doing stuff they're not supposed to be doing. Procreating and entering each other.
God, tell y'all.
Be safe out there.
Yeah, if you're going to enter somebody, be safe.
You don't know what's going on. It's wild world out there these days. Wild, wild world.
Paul and Mary Show.
I don't know. Stacy likes that movie. It wasn't a bad movie.
You talking about the Will Smith movie?
Yeah, I think I've only seen it twice.
God, I've only seen it half a time, and I didn't like it.
It was a musical.
Yeah, I don't like musicals.
I like some musicals. They're not bad. They can spread it out. Grease is pretty good. I heard it was. Johnny T.
Who the fuck is Johnny T?
Johnny Travolta, man.
Oh, I know John Travolta.
Olivia Newton. Olivia Newton-John. Hey. While you're sitting there with your WrestleMania hat on, hey, let's talk about WrestleMania for a second. I'm going to go ahead and start this conversation out with the fact, I don't know if you watched it or if you saw it or if you understand or if you know or if you don't or if you're beyond or if you're foremost or country and contrast. Did you see that ESPN had Daniel Cormier deliver the WWE package? And this was before the sale. Like, it makes a little bit more sense afterwards, but it was lame. Like, you could have got a wrestler to deliver that package.
What package? What do you mean?
They had a package that they delivered on ESPN the morning of WrestleMania. You know, the package that they put together. Like, WrestleMania is this afternoon. And it was Daniel Cormier that delivered it instead of... I mean, it could have been...
I didn't see it. Did you see it and you're mad, or you read about it and you're mad?
No, I've...
Because I mean,
hey buddy, I know how I get down sometimes. I saw this with my face. Okay. I saw this with my eyes. I saw this with my mouth, and it wasn't. It was incorrect.
No, I didn't see that. I know he was there. They showed him in the crowd.
I saw him there, and like it kind of added up later as to why they did it. But you could add a wrestler do that. You could add somebody's Drew McIntyre. I mean, just somebody small. I'd have taken Logan Paul at that point. I mean, versus someone who just wasn't involved at all.
He's a real wrestler, though. Cormier, I believe.
That doesn't have anything to do with WWE.
True. Very true.
So,
very true.
And well, now it does, because they bought him out.
Yeah, they together now, forever. Then, now, together.
Walt McMahon. Have you seen him with his mustache?
Yeah, he looks weird.
I don't know. It's cool. I like it. He looks like a heel.
A villain. Yeah, I was about to say.
He looks like a heel,
automatic,
and I like it.
Automatic villain. I don't like that.
A lot of hashtag fire Vince's going around.
I saw that.
Bring Vince back. I like it. Bring him back.
I don't know. People overreacting.
I just like to be the heel.
There's one show people are over here
tripping. Raw, you talking about Raw?
Yeah. And WrestleMania. People mad because Cody lost. Like, you can't. Maybe you don't win it. That you got to go through some shit to win it.
I don't know. Cody did go into a match and then just Austin Theory was wasted. I feel like that was a blah match. Didn't go over clean. Didn't nothing. So, I mean, he didn't get anything out of that match.
Yeah. He lost. He won to over Cena.
It doesn't mean much in my book. Maybe for these young kids, their internets.
Goddamn internets.
Logan Paul, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen had a hell of a match. Seth Rogen, him and Logan Paul.
Heard that, sir.
That was a good match, though.
It wasn't. See, I think people look at it and they see, oh, man, all the... It was what I expected it to be, and that was people see Logan Paul doing all these high spots, and it's like, oh, this is a good match. But that's, I mean, there was literally nothing but high spots throughout the match.
I don't know. They told a story through it, I think.
How so?
Back and forth. It wasn't just like no.
I mean, in the match.
Big move. It was.
As the match progressed, it was. Logan jumps off the turnbuckle, frog splash.
Yeah, that was the end of it, yeah.
But that was like the major end of it. It was like the main, I wasn't for it. I'll give it a 6 out of 10, and that's being nice.
I hear that, man. Everybody's got their own opinion.
What else do we have going on?
What do we have? We had it.
Miz and Pat McAfee.
I wouldn't call that a real match.
Yeah,
that was just a little entertainment. Snoop was the star of the show. I think.
After Shane, he made it happen. I don't know what he was doing hitting those ropes, but he.
That's all right.
He fixed it up. Snoop
called that audible. He said, bam, we're going to get it done. They got it done. Snoop got it done.
He's been working on those punches. Those are some good punches.
Okay. He was just in AEW, though, not too long ago, I feel like.
He's been working with somebody and working on his punches.
I don't know.
That second one especially was pretty good. I suggest that you watch it again. The first one, when he has to, like, make up, he's like, oh, I don't know what's going on. He comes in the ring, he's like, hey, are you all right, cuz, or something?
Oh, yeah, I remember. It ain't going to be like that. I know he said some shit like that.
And then the first Miz drop, I guess, was okay. The second one was a little bit more stern. And then he hit the elbow. The Snoop elbow.
Cause it's 187
on a... I didn't realize that was Tim White's bar that was used for so many years.
Friendly tap. Yeah, I peeped that a while back.
I didn't realize, because it's WCW versus WWF. I mean, it was there multiple times.
When the video game?
No, the storyline. Yeah. When Stone Cold was drinking, when he was with WCW.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before he came
back. Right.
That was the first clip they played. And I was like, oh, son.
Yeah, I remember that.
He said, if you want a new wall, just throw me through this wall. So we threw him through that wall.
They should have got him a whole new building, goddamn.
Just fix it up a little bit.
That's cool, though.
Call it a night.
Yeah, write it off.
Throw it again. Do it again. Get a new jukebox.
Yeah, whatever. Do a different part.
I need some new chairs.
That's cool. He was a good referee.
The thing about Tim White, and I was thinking this, I don't know if you agree or not, but I feel like normally when you think about referees who were big match referees, who was the main referee, who do you think of? Think of Earl Hebner.
Or Mike Chioda.
That was kind of the main guy. But Tim White refereed some of the most major matches.
Like big matches, yeah.
In history.
Yeah, that's true.
In history. I think the story was that he wanted to stop reffing because he wanted to stop taking bumps so much because he was selling so much.
I don't know. I know he was injured and he has some health issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, at Armageddon, longtime WWE official Tim White attempted to, end it all.
Two cows on a hill. Okay. One's younger. One's
okay.
One's taller. All right. So, the sun's coming up. Two bulls. There's two bulls up on the hill. One's younger, one's older. One's a younger guy, one's an older guy. Sun's coming up on the hills down below. They're both on the top of the hill. They look down, and they see a plethora of cows. I mean, just as far as the eye can see, I mean, just all the ash you need, right? So the younger guy says, let's go down there. Let's run down there.
Or we can walk down there and fuck them all.
Thanks, Stacy. Yeah.
Stacy's awesome at her job.
So they're making a new Good Burger. And PETA asked the film company to make the Good Burger a vegan restaurant. That's not a joke. That's a straight shoot right there.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, though. So. I saw some backlash about the new Good Burger, but they don't need to make a new one anyway, to be honest. Too many remakes.
No originality these days.
Everything's a remake. They're making the Lethal Weapon 8 or something like that. 7.
Man, he has
who is he? Mel?
Bruce Willis.
Oh, I don't even know if he's in that movie.
he's not in that movie at all. I got him mixed up. Oh, it's okay. What's the good one tonight, Stacey? I'll tell you what. You know what I like?
What do you like?
I like soundtracks. I got the vinyl for Goodfellas. Let it ride front to back. It's pretty good.
I've never heard that one.
You know the songs.
I don't know if I know them all. Goodfellas.
When you listen to the record, you'll know them all. If you've watched them, they're just kind of sneaky. You're like, I know that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Henry, you look like a gangster. The first one, pretty good one. They got some good Disney remasters coming out. Get that Tarzan. I've always wanted that Tarzan vinyl.
What, soundtrack to Tarzan?
Yeah.
It's good.
Phil Collins didn't have to go that hard in that soundtrack.
Oh, I think you talked. Okay.
He made an album out of it.
I fuck with Phil Collins.
Some wonderful music. A lot of which is just sometimes it's just like a minute and a half, 2 minutes long. But, and it's green. The vinyl is green.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I got a, just recently got a, an Animals vinyl.
Animals?
Animals. The Animals. Oh, okay. The Animals. And it was clear.
Oh, damn.
It's like see-through, a see-through record.
That's pretty cool.
House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. Oh, that one.
A lot of stuff.
I like when people do that, you know, put that extra touch into to releasing shit.
They got a Lion King one that's coming out. I wouldn't mind. That was a good soundtrack. I think it's like, it's brown.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
This is cop keeping it moving. You ever lost somebody? I mean, really, really wish you could talk to somebody. But they was gone before you thought about it. You ever lost somebody? I mean, really wish you could talk to somebody. But they was gone before you thought about it. Not brainstorming, but my thoughts is clouded. Yeah, these are scattered showers.
Get some Rocket Barbecue going tonight.
I wonder if they open yet.
Maybe. Maybe.
What's it called? DBS? DBD?
The Brocket Store.
Yeah, they got a spot on High Virginia Highlands. I think that's where it's at.
Dickie's Barbecue Barbecue.
It ain't that. That's the one off 78, right? That ain't good. That you were talking about?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
Sonny's. None of that.
Shane's ain't bad. Shane's ain't bad. I never had them other places. I ain't saying Shane's is top notch, but Shane's wasn't bad last time I had it.
I don't like chain barbecue, which is...
Well, I mean, it ain't like riding by a gas station and seeing somebody with
I know. I'm not saying it is. Like, I'm really just doing saying, it.
Yeah. That's
if I'm going to break it out, then I'm going to the gas station.
Yeah, if I see somebody,
give me a little to go plate.
If not, who? Where you gonna go? And you want some barbecue?
I mean, Forge is pretty good.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Where you gonna go?
Forge pretty good. I mean, Fox Brothers used to be pretty good back in the day. There's some underground places. I mean, they're not really underground, but people know about them. There used to be places down in Decatur, the burnt spoon or the burnt fork or something. That was pretty good.
That's new to me. I heard that one.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, yeah, I'm...
Strauss, shout out to Strauss down in Sparta.
They don't get our channel out in Sparta, I don't think.
If you want to go down there and get some barbecue, that's a pretty good place.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to try that, man.
Go to the Shell downtown, get you some fried gizzards.
Two-piece gizzard dinner.
The Golden Pantry.
I'm good, bro.
What made you come by here?
I hear that this is the place to be.
Hey.
Try it. All right, step up for a meat explosion.
Let's talk about the food. What's it, you find anything new lately? Anything good? Anything worth mentioning? Any recipes that you put together?
I can't say so. I just grill. Stick to the same old, man.
You don't mix it up. You don't like toss your wings in different sauces or.
I developed a good sauce over the years. A good barbecue/lemon pepper sauce.
Okay. All right.
You know that I stick with.
That's a good one.
That I kind of marry, and you know, people, I've gotten good responses, so I ain't really tried nothing new, but ain't nothing wrong with trying nothing new either.
Yeah, I like to mix it up every once in a while.
Yeah. I did a steak, like, last week. It was pretty good. I
haven't had a steak in a while. I've taken a break from that. Did some salmon.
Red meat.
That was good. Yeah, I've tried to cut down to about 2 times a week.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Do some spaghetti or a meatloaf or something or other, and then, you know, another time, whether it's steak or one of those previous two mentioned.
Okay.
I don't know. There's only so much you can do with ground beef, burgers,
yeah,
spaghetti, meatloaf.
There's some tacos in there or something.
Tacos not bad.
Yeah.
I found some 2-pound ground beefs for about $3 a piece. Mm. So I snagged 2 of those, stuck them in the fridge or stuck them in the freezer.
Yeah, it is.
So I got to find something to do with those.
Be nacho night right there.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, man.
That's 2 nights right there. I think. 2 pounds, 1 pound a night. Nachos 1 night, maybe burgers another. We'll see.
Hmm.
Nachos, that's another good one.
Something quick, you know, then, I mean, you don't like lettuce and tomato and shit, but you gotta chop that up, throw that on there. You got a good
no
little...
garden. I like some tomato. Oh, yeah. Especially with my nachos. I'll throw some tomatoes in there.
Okay. That's good then.
Diced tomatoes. Give me a little flavor. Some Rotel or something.
That's 2 different things, but
Tomato. Tomato Rotel. Tasty.
He was going for the glory in the end zone. Just another sob story cause the pen's cold. Am I gonna sell my soul at the pen?
Damn. No, take one more.
I don't wanna take. I
take
don't
a shot of water.
I don't wanna drink. Here, have a drink. I don't wanna have one anyway. That's Tony Soprano. Talking to Johnny Sachs.
Johnny Sachs.
I want some gabagool now.
Gabagool, I wouldn't mind some gabagool. Got some Baldinos the other day.
Hey, whoa, I didn't get the call. Hey,
I was just out there. We were out there on Buford Highway. Man, I just think, like, you think about it, and it's like the hip culture, the cool people. It's down in Little Five, or it's down in Midtown or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you go up and down Buford Highway and Buford just hit a few spots,
they got some good fuel.
And just eat out of your trunk or something, like, and just up and down Buford Highway, like, man, you're going to get the greatest experience of your American life. Okay?
All type of cultures. They got every type of food up and down
Buford
Highway.
Just pressure potted into this one area where it's just, you got to be good to survive. So it's good food. It's good Thai food. It's good Vietnamese food. It's good
Korean.
American, Korean, Mexican.
Got some good Korean wings.
Brazilian,
man. You can't think of the name.
all that barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, they got some good shit, man.
Good stuff, up and down. And I was just riding. I was just cruising in the right lane.
I heard that.
For many minutes and just rode.
Yeah.
Almost went past it, but.
Nah, they got, hey, they you got blink, some good you miss choices. It. Oh, Balinos?
Yeah.
Yeah, very, yeah, it's very true. Yeah. You got to catch them on Saturdays. They got that steak special, but.
I want to go up there and get some bread and then come back.
Yeah, they got to do that.
Yeah, they had some bread up there
I
now.
We're talking about that.
But we still haven't done it. So we need to get some bread and come, and we can do some chicken parm or some
meatballs.
Meatballs. I mean,
you know what I'm just, saying?
I've never really done cheesesteak, but we can try it.
I make a good cheesesteak, man.
We can try it. We can have multiple types of meals.
And you just, don't fuck with peppers, though.
I don't not fuck with peppers. Not as big a fan of sautéed peppers as I am of, like, okay, diced peppers.
Yeah. Well,
depends on the cooking. I don't like caramelized onions, but I like good fried onions, chopped up, diced.
Fried, die, laid to the side, man. That's what I heard.
Pull them to the side, then. Look at that. We do that and get us some meat and cook the meat and then just make your own sandwich. Here's some bread. Cut you a 6-inch off and then
get the cheese. Yeah, hell yeah.
A little mozzarella.
Provolone.
I made some homemade mac and cheese. Grilled mac and cheese. I tried to, at least.
How you grill mac and cheese?
You, well.
Bake it on the grill?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Instead of being baked mac and cheese, it's grilled mac and cheese. For this, you grill the noodles ahead of time. You get a big pot. You mix in the cheese, the milk, the flour, or whatever it was, seasonings, all that. Mix it up. Make it creamy. Put the noodles, the cooked noodles, into a pan, aluminum pan, and pour the cheese over the top of it. Sprinkle some shredded mozzarella over the top of it. We put some cooked chicken in there.
Oh, that damn.
And put it on there. Let it cook on the grill. Cooked for about 40 minutes. Probably could have cooked about for an hour and a half and still been, like, really good. Put a little breadcrumbs on top if you wanted to be crispy. But it was good stuff. I've appreciated my... I'm trying to try different stuff, you know? We talked about making gravy. And now we're talking about grilled mac and cheese. I like to bring something new to the show every week. One way to cook. If you can cook it, if I can cook it, you can do it too.
Oh shit!
So we'll just look down in the comments below for the recipe of grilled mac and cheese, and we'll have it for you because we get it for you every time.
Oh shit! You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time.
Heard that, baby?
Hey, hey, daddy.
Heard that, daddy?
Oh shit.
Here's to you, Dusty. Mac and Dream.
A little bit. Hot dog.
Boudreaux.
Daddy. One of them. Maddie had an OnlyFans. Thank me later.
It's not Maddie.
What was her name then?
I think Little Bit.
Yeah, Little Bit had one too. Maddie had one though.
I never saw her. I saw a couple of leak pictures. Some of those fake tits.
No, Maddie had one. Hot dog. Not hot dog. A little bit. Maddie and the other white girl. They were all white.
The one with the hard accent that was Maddie's friend. The blonde girl. Haley or Halsey or...
No.
Oh, Halsey.
Goddamn Halsey. We'll bring him to the stage.
Halsey, you just bring your ass right over here.
Halsey.
Maddie and I were out and we were just drinking and I can hear her voice.
You sound like fucking Murphy or whatever his name was.
I had a couple of, too much drinking and I...
Damn, a couple of too much to drink. He did.
What was her name, man?
Dude. I'm trying to think of it.
I can hear her voice. She has it.
No, you did. What the fuck was her? Are we already?
Okay, so it was Maddie and
Hildy.
Maddie and Hannah and...
Hannah and Hot Dog and...
All right. Nobody even knows this show, I don't think.
And Snooki.
Yeah. Yep. She was there too.
Oh, Veronica.
Damn Velma.
It was something with an H. Yeah, it was.
Not her. Hannah was Hot Dog. That's what the H was.
I know, but there was another H.
It was fucking her. Maddie name and was it was Maddie and
How about
I'm cheating.
It was, I'm telling you, it was someone with an H.
It wasn't.
It was Hannah. I think Hannah was the one I'm thinking.
That was Hot Dog.
I don't think that was Hot Dog. Oh, I don't know. It was something with a... It was Halsey.
Halsey isn't... She's a singer.
It's Kelsey. Kelsey Wingert.
I remember Kelsey. She was a Brave.
She's out there in Colorado now. Hit by baseball. Doing okay.
Her name was Tiffany.
Tiffany. Tiffany Hat. Tiffany, not Tiffany Hat.
Tiffany H something. It was Tiffany, H. Yeah. Her last name was H. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That was her friend.
Tiff.
The hard. She had the hard accent. Tiff,
yeah. Louisiana.
Maddie already.
Y'all ain't gonna fuck with Maddie. Like, she'd be drunk, too. It was all
she's
drunk.
Got some... She, hey.
I don't remember much of it, but it looked like a damn good time.
Give it to me now.
She fixed herself up. I don't even think she got a lot of work done.
She was cute in the first place.
She got herself into shape. The other one, it wasn't... I can't remember if it was Hot Dog. It wasn't Hot Dog. It was... Who was
Lil Big got some work done.
Yeah, she got a bunch of work done. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it was... You didn't even do that.
Mm-mm.
Ladies, young ladies, don't do that to yourself out there. Okay? Yeah. And I just want to say, don't do that to yourself because you want to look like everyone else. Because we get out here and we think that we want to look like everyone else because we see it after we think it. And you ever heard of the Bader-Meinhof theory?
I do. And, that's something I think about every day I wake up. That's really...
Are you fucking kidding me?
So the Bader-Meinhof theory, I've often referred to it and quoted it over the years, but I've referred to it as a different name. Oftentimes I refer to it as the Grand Theft Auto theory or the Grand Theft Auto, the Banshee theory. And that was, you played Grand Theft Auto, right?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 3, you remember the storyline a little bit maybe? 8-Ball, you remember 8-Ball? He had a shop. It was one of the first missions.
Where you can get a bomb in your car?
Yeah, you got to get the bomb in your car. So you'd go in there and you'd work hard and you'd outrun the cops and you'd steal this car that you thought was rare and was super cool. And then finally you outrun the cops and you pull out onto the street to kind of ride around. And there's another car, the exact same car right there. Different color. It's like, I just worked an hour and a half to try to unlock this car, and as soon as I pull out, here's another car, here's two more cars, there's three more cars, and they're all over. Man. So the Bader-Meinhof theory is this idea that...
All right. Sounds good to me, folks.
So the Bader-Meinhof theory, right? The Bader-Meinhof theory is a theory. It's the false impression that something happens more frequently than it actually does because it's new to you. It's something that's learned that's new. So it's like you get a new pair of shoes and then all of a sudden you see everyone else wearing the same pair of shoes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you get a new car, all of a sudden everyone else has the same car.
Right.
So Bader-Meinhof theory is the theory that says that it's not actually happening, but just the fact that you've learned this new idea, that you've got this new pair of shoes, that you see it more often. I forgot where we started. We started somewhere. Who you with? But the Bader-Meinhof theory is just this idea that as soon as you get something, everyone else has it also. And you know, you don't have to think like that. Just be proud of your original idea. You're just overthinking it. You're thinking, hey, I got this original idea, and they don't, so they just stole it from me. But you know what? You don't have to be like everyone out there, and you don't have to change your body. Little hot dog, you don't have to change what you did.
There it is.
He's right. He's right. Oh, damn. He's right, y'all.
Okay. Go ahead.
That was, see it now.
Damn, I even caught up.
It wasn't even a hot dog. It was a little bit.
One of them, little something.
God damn, it was a little bit.
Don't be like the next person. Be original, you know? And if you think you're being original and then someone tries to copy you, don't be upset about it. Be happy about it. Remember, the Bader-Meinhof theory tells us that it's the over-exaggeration of the impression of stuff being around us that we just encompass ourselves into understanding. So, with that being said, Stacy, let's shut down the boards. Let's call the boys. Let's go outside. Let's fire up the grills. It's happy. We're good. We're here. It's summer. It's spring. Might be one of the two. Might be both. I don't know. But as we're on the way out, here's cheers to you because we're not going to shut it down again. So, Stacy, go ahead and take us home.
I had a couple of too much drinking, and I
am a couple of too much to drink. Yeah, you did.
It's two cows on the hill. Okay, one's younger. One's
okay.
One's older. All right.
Got a smile that I make the most see. Now the annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10. And now she's even got her own song.
We're moving on.
She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard. And we can be on the phone for 3 hours.
Not saying one word.
And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it. But
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like you.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. I'm not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend.
Hey, man, hey, man. You know, in the words of Fred Hampton, you can kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution. You did. Just keep on smoking, man. Until next time, you light yours, because I'm a light man.
Man, where y'all be laughing? So, man, y'all make me laugh.
Everybody got cameras and everything.
Oh, they're yeah, yeah, they, they're taking
they're
pictures.
Jerry, like.
Jerry. Till next time, take care of yourself. And each other, 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 and each other.